Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. A Brazilian social wasp, known as Polybia palista, is being used in the race to find a cure for cancer. In the wild, the wasp protects itself from predators by generating a powerful venom called MP1. A group of researchers headed by Paul Beals of the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom and Joe Ruggiero Neto of Sao Paulo State University in Brazil has found that the venom almost instinctively hunts out cancerous cells while avoiding healthy ones. They explain that MP1 interacts with lipids that are abnormally distributed on the surface of cancer cells, leaving holes that allow molecules crucial for cell function to leak out. MP1 can inhibit the growth of prostate and bladder cancer cells as well as multi-drug-resistant leukemic cells. As for the future, the scientists hope to alter MP1's amino acid sequence to better understand the peptide's structure and behavior. They hope that in combination with other cancer therapies, they will be able to finally get a grip on this increasingly common disease. The easiest way to think of all this is to imagine a prison cell. The MP1 supposedly creates holes for the nasty stuff in the cell to slip out. The only thing is, these nasty bits are both inhabitants as well as structural support. And once the support is gone, in theory, the rest of the cell should collapse with a slight nudge, in this case by other forms of therapy. Do you have news tips or other items you think our listeners might be interested in? Send them over at darkmatternews.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
Earlier, we had reported on the misidentification of the launch of NASA's Atlas V shuttle launch this morning over Cape Canaveral in South Florida. Thanks to others recording this phenomenon, one user was able to capture what appears to be a chevron-shaped UFO traveling upward at enormous speeds during the same time frame that the NASA event took place. While the user seems as if he's unaware of the Atlas V launch taking place, he still manages to capture this spectacular video. Keep watching the skies, folks, and we've posted this amazing video online for you to see at darkmatternews.com. What do you think of this interesting aerial phenomenon? Do you have any viable explanations? Could it be a UAV, a hoax, or some other artificially occurring byproduct of today's shuttle launch? This morning, spectacular photographs, videos, and eyewitness testimonies streamed into Dark Matter News and the Internet at large. They depicted one thing in common, what some users would describe as fireballs, lasers, plasma force fields, and even crazy-looking clouds over South Florida. It would be one of the biggest mass UFO sightings on record, with viral images sweeping across social media. Until witnesses were disappointed to learn that their accounts were related to none other than the NASA Atlas V rocket launched at Cape Canaveral. According to a press release by NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Atlas V's payload was the MUOS 4 satellite. MUOS 4, or Mobile User Objective System, is the fourth in a series of U.S. Navy Next Generation satellite systems for ground communications of U.S. forces on the move. The Atlas V was introduced by United Launch Alliance in August 2002. It was developed to provide launch services to the U.S. government and is part of the Atlas program, which in total has logged more than 600 launches to date. The feedback and quality of the reports on the object before it was identified demonstrates an impressive collective of curious individuals always looking up towards the skies. Good work. And we've compiled many of the images that were sent into Dark Matter News throughout the day today. Lots of images and videos for you to take a look at darkmatternews.com. And a big thanks to Haunted Skeptic for compiling all this information together throughout the day and creating a terrific report there on the website. Check it out. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.